Welcome to the Borough Life podcast with James and Rosie.
Every month we chat to local guests to celebrate the great things happening in and around Wigan Borough. Let's get started, shall we?
Hello and welcome to the Borough Life podcast. You may notice that we're in a new location for today's episode. Yeah, a little bit of news about that coming up and about where we are. Rosie, we're back for episode 3 of the year. It's another one guest episode, but it's a very special guest. So who have we got coming up?
It is. We've got Alison Mackenzie Folan, who is the Chief Executive of Wigan Council, coming on to speak about all things International Women's Day, her journey to leadership, and why she thinks it's important for girls and women to have great opportunities here in Wigan Borough.
Absolutely. So yeah, we're really excited to speak to Alison, and yeah, we'll come back after the interview with a little bit of information about the next edition of Borough Life magazine, so the spring edition. We've just started to the process of writing and getting it all together. So yeah, we'll be back after the interview. Rosie, should we just get on with it?
Yep, let's get started.
So we're all set up here in Wigan Town Centre at the Pod Studio. Alison, it's amazing to have you on the Borough Life podcast. Please, could you just introduce yourself and tell us your job title?
Oh, thanks so much, James. My name's Alison Mackenzie Folan. I'm Chief Executive at Wigan, but I also have a bit of another job, which is the place-based lead for health and care integration for the NHS.
So we're going to come on to talk about your role across the borough a little bit later on. But first off, we'd like to talk about International Women's Day. So, Rosie, over to you.
Yep. So at the time of recording, we're fast approaching March and International Women's Day. We host an event every year, but what I wanted to ask was, why do you think it's so important that we recognise International Women's Day here in Wigan Borough?
Oh, thanks, Rosie. I'm getting excited. Is it 3 days? 4 days?
It's going to be good.
It's Friday. It's going to be good. The reason why I think it's important, Rosie, is it's a real chance for us to celebrate, isn't it? We've got so many incredible, talented women and young girls in this borough from all different backgrounds, all different walks of life. And it's time to celebrate them, and it's a time to come together. It's a real time to share stories and really broaden our awareness and our understanding of their achievements and the achievements of what they do in our communities. So I think it's going to be amazing.
Absolutely. It's always a great event, isn't it? And that's one of the things I love most about it, the fact that it's just so many different people coming together, isn't it? So we have, as I mentioned, the event every year. But can you tell us a bit more about this year's event? We're obviously recording before the event. This episode will go out after. But what can people expect?
Well, bigger and better every year and getting more special. So it's going to be a really special event. And I do believe it is getting better every year. So it's definitely a celebration, and that's what the focus is. So if you come along, you're going to see performances, you're going to see singers, people who are dancing, some poetry. We'll definitely be having some giggles because it's going to be a comedian. And really importantly, some motivational speakers. So action-packed, entertaining, and lots of fun. So a real fun evening of celebration.
Absolutely. And I think one of the great things about this event as well is the kind of tangible outcomes that come from it. So I know that this year we're asking for donations, which will go to a local charity, which will which helps people affected by domestic violence. So last year we interviewed members of the Youth Cabinet on this podcast, and they'd spoke at the event. So what do you think, Alison, about why it's so important to include young people in these events and raise youth aspirations in the borough?
On a really serious point, Rosie, I think the fight for equality continues. So, and we have to be fearless and relentless about that. There's still a gender pay gap in this country. There are still fewer women than men in the highest paid jobs and professionalisms, and fewer women who are on some of the boards of the biggest organisations. And we've also seen really, really sadly a rise in sexism and misogyny. And, you know, you've mentioned domestic abuse there, and, you know, shockingly, the rates of domestic abuse for our borough and other boroughs and nationally are still way too high. So to get young people involved is around raising their aspirations and their ambitions, particularly our young girls and our young women. And I don't know about you, Rosie, but some of, you know, when they shared their stories last year, they're really like inspirational. I mean, I think we were all in awe, weren't we? And just listening intently about some of the things that they had to say. So really important to get them involved. And we want to work closely with our schools and colleges. You know, it's about great training. It's about career options. And we've got some amazing examples of what we've done now with Wigan and Lee College, with Edgehill University, and with the hospital with our Civic University agreement. So let's help and support our young women and our young girls to access great careers, great jobs, and really help them whatever their opportunities are in life and whatever their ambitions are.
Brilliant. Alison, I just wanted to butt in at this juncture just to say, Rosie won't thank me for saying this because she's far too humble, but also we've had the recent news that Rosie's been named as, Rosie, correct me if I get this wrong, in the Northern Power Women Awards. You're on the list for the up and coming, is that right? Future list?
Yep, that's right.
The future list. So I just wanted to pass on my congratulations, Rosie. That's brilliant. But I'm going to fire a question to you, Rosie. Could you just tell us a little bit about what you're expecting with that accolade and what it is that, what it means to you?
Yeah, so obviously it means a lot to me, and I feel really privileged to be on that list. It's about young women and young professionals, not even young, I don't think you have to be young, but it's about professionals and people working in the community to create positive changes, and that's something I'm really passionate about as well. So I'm really proud to work for a council that is a campaigning council and one that sticks up for women and young girls.
Amazing, Rosie. Right, you can go back to your questioning role now and not do the answers. So yeah,
thank you.
Well, am I allowed to join anybody?
Yeah,
there,
no,
James?
Of course. Yeah,
yeah,
of course.
I think I should. You can't get away with that, Rosie. You can't get away with that. So we're really, really incredibly proud of you, Rosie, to be on the future list for Northern Power Women. You're such an inspiration and such a role model, and you are a real power woman. You should be proud of yourself, because we are really proud of you. And for me, that just goes to show that, you know, Rosie is the star of the future. She's done amazing in her role since she's joined the council. And I know that she's got some amazing supportive female colleagues and male colleagues and leaders around her. So she can, you know, she can share a journey and she can learn from them. And, you know, something I'm really proud of in the council is people like Rosie go on to be, you know, senior managers if that's what they want in the careers. And I think it's about 60 to 70% of our senior management team are all women. So it shows that, you know, there's a pathway and there's a career way for women in the organisation. And we are recruiting more and more women into senior roles. And I think on the political side, we've also got some amazing political leaders, women on our cabinet, who are real role models and inspiration as well for people who want to take a political career. So, Rosie, you're definitely a future leader. You're definitely an inspiration, and you're a great example of how somebody with, you know, the talent and the enthusiasm and the passion can really drive their career forward. And we're just really, really lucky to have you. So thank you, Rosie.
So that sounds like a good place to pause the first part of our interview with Alison Mackenzie Follin. We'll be back after the ad break with the second half of the interview.
She is loving it.
I'm hating it.
I'm definitely in there.
I feel threatened and uncomfortable.
She can't wait to take me home.
I can't wait to get away from him.
What you think is harmless banter can be frightening and disrespectful. Unacceptable behaviour is unacceptable. If you're doing it, cut it out. And if you witness it, call it out. And let's make Wigan a safer place for women.
So here's the second part of our interview with Alison. We hope you enjoy it.
Okay, welcome back to the Borough Life podcast. Alison, we just wanted to talk to you a little bit about your role and also your feelings about Wigan Borough. I think, like myself and Rosie, you're kind of an adopted Wiganer, aren't you? So what, talk us through, you've got so many responsibilities and the council delivers, you know, more than 300 services for its residents. How do you kind of balance your time but also remain kind of like an upbeat, you know, approachable leader? Because it must be quite difficult, but you don't seem to always put across that, you know, you're walking around the town hall with kind of the weight of the world on your shoulders. You're always highlighting lots of positivity, and obviously we've got our Be Kind message. So mm-hmm. how do you do it? It's amazing. So yeah, please give us your secrets.
Well, we're adopted Wiganers, so I've been here 15 years and I absolutely love this borough and I absolutely love my job. So that helps, doesn't it? And I feel really lucky actually to have probably the best job in local government and work for a really brilliant council, a council with strong political leadership, a council with amazing great staff and great councillors. And this borough has got so many great things about it. You know, I could shout loud and proud about it. In fact, I make my family do the Christmas quiz about Wigan Borough every year and they absolutely love it. So they feel we only live a few miles into West Lancs, but they love this borough too. So love comes into it, you know, that passion. That's why you come to work and you feel really excited. I think the second thing is I've always been in public service. So you know, part of being a public servant is having that sort of real inner motivation to make a difference in people's lives. And, you know, I feel really privileged in this job to be able to do that, to be able to work with the politicians and all of our staff and colleagues and in particular our community groups to try and make a difference and try and help people lead happy and healthy and prosperous lives. So that's why I've probably may sometimes feel like I've got the weight of the world on my shoulders, but ultimately I have that positivity. And that probably links back, James, to the culture and values of the organisation. I think when people come to Wigan Council or people who visit us, and they do say it feels really different, and that's because of our behaviours and our values. So one of them that's been particularly important to me, and occasionally, you know, I see people roll their eyes and I just think, you know what, I don't think you can argue with this, because actually if you can show compassion and kindness in anything that you do, then actually it's about relationships and supporting people and showing that you care and showing that you listen. And that doesn't mean to say that I don't have to make really tough, difficult, hard decisions. That doesn't mean to say that I don't have to have really hard conversations. But if you can do that in a safe and inclusive culture, you can actually do it with compassion and you get better outcomes when you can do that. So this isn't just about listening to staff, it's about listening to residents. And it's actual kindness is about courage. It's actually having the willingness to change stuff. It's having the willingness to really be radically different and challenge. But you can do that through that compassionate lens. And I've always tried to do that. I've always tried to be courageous. I've tried to be kind and I've tried to be open and honest. And that's just who I am. And that's I just bring myself to work. And I'd encourage everybody else just to be themselves, and particularly in Wigan where we can be. So an amazing place to be with amazing people. You know, lots of challenges, lots of things that we still need to get right, but I think collectively we can do that, and now more than ever we need to do it.
Absolutely, that, yeah, such a good answer. We just recently, our listeners might remember our previous episode where we spoke to Sasha Lord, and he made that point about coming to Wigan, and Wigan Borough, of course, comes across to the borough, and you can feel the can-do attitude everywhere you go, whether it's at the town hall or in the community groups. There's a real push, isn't there, to make things happen. So what also I wanted to ask, just following on from that question about your many roles and responsibilities, we'd love to know, what do you do to switch off?
I've got two dogs.
Right, okay.
Who are very, very demanding. Tend to walk those. I love to get into nature. And particularly with the dogs, although occasionally they do bark, so they destroy a bit of peace and quiet. But I mean, that's what's wonderful about Wigan as well, isn't it? I mean, 70% of the places are green spaces, an urban national nature reserve, the Flashes, Hay Hall, you know, over to Pennington Flash, Amber's Wood. The biodiversity and the nature here is unbelievable. So yeah, get out in green spaces, walk the dogs. And you know what, I occasionally get into Netflix series, so I binge watched Griselda and One Day, so which is really unusual for me actually. I don't tend to watch much TV, but I've ended up doing a bit of Netflix. So walk the dogs, get into nature, and you know read a book, pick up a book. Yeah. Listen to podcasts.
Well, yeah, there you go. Well, we should mention that we have as part once we've got the important stuff out of the way in our morning meeting in our team, we do have a little couple of minutes at the end where we have TV club and we all share if anyone's got any like Netflix recommendations. So there you go. We can pass that on
to
the team.
They were two very different genres there.
They're very different genres. One Day and Griselda,
So, and just another one from me. Sorry, Rosie. The questions are just flowing over here. I've just thought you travel across the country and get involved with other as a chief exec, the network of local government. What is it that you like telling like colleagues who may not have come to Wigan before, or like how do you describe it to them?
In my Wiganese. No. I describe it as a place of opportunity, really, a place where we've got really strong community groups, a place where people are a bit of upfront and honest, that we can talk to each other. So, we've got so many things that we can do here. So it's a place that feels different, a place that feels like a family, and people look out for each other and are really supportive. And, you know, my job is to sort of sell the borough loud and proud. And if you just think about our geographical location, you know, in the middle of the northwest, located into Greater Manchester and then links into Liverpool City region, Lancashire, up to Cumbria. If you think about our transport network, you know, which is improving all of the time now with the deregulation of buses, the green spaces, the multi-millions of pounds that we've got to regenerate Lee Town Centre, Ashton Town Centre, Wigan Town Centre, you know, the circa, you know, £40 million of investment up at Hay Hall. We're doing some big things here, some brave things and some big things. And this is on the back of conversations with the public because, you know, we want to do all of that. And, you know, it's for our young people, isn't it? It's for the future here. So we've got some big stuff happening and it's really exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy couple of years, isn't it, coming up?
Fab. So one final question, if that's okay. Along the way, I'm sure you've had plenty of mentors, male and female, but is there one piece of advice that's kind of stuck out to you that you carry with you every day?
Oh, that's a good question, Rosie.
Well, one piece of advice. Well, I think it's about never stop learning, you know, Rosie. James asked, didn't he, around going to other councils? Well, you know, we do that in local government. We're really good at learning from each other. But I think my advice would be never stop learning. So never stop asking why. Never stop being curious. Never stop looking at other, you know, other areas, what other people are doing. And, you know, whether you listen to podcasts, whether you read a book, you might do a formal training course. You might just go and have a chat to other people. I think learning, lifelong learning, is really important to all of us. And that comes from asking the questions and putting yourself out there. So I think that would be my big message, and encouraging people to do that. So encouraging people to be curious, encouraging people to have that thirst for knowledge. And that's about improvement, isn't it? It's about improving the place that you work, for the people that you work for as a public servant, but then it's also about improving yourself. So, and now, never more important than ever. So if you just think about, you know, we're sat in an amazing studio here with great technology around us. If you just think about the power of artificial intelligence now, and this, you know, the world's going to go through another, you know, radical transformation with artificial intelligence. So let's grasp it, let's consider the ethical considerations, but, you know, let's think about what that means. So that is about learning, isn't it? How do we learn all of the time? So I think that would be my message, really. And yeah, that's where I think it would be.
It's a good one. Thank you,
Alison. Thanks so much for coming on. Can we book you in now for 2025?
You certainly can. And then I'll be, you know, I'm really conscious that one of the things I didn't mention, James, was, you know, the cultural work that we've done here now. We're on the radar. We've got people visiting us nationally from Arts Council England. Obviously, you'd mentioned Sasha being on one of these podcasts, looking at what we're trying to do with the nighttime economy. But, you know, the culture is front and centre. So the things that we do for our communities on events is really important, but also just our cultural venues are going to be, you know, you blink an eye and in 2025, 26, 27, there's going to be real progress here, but progress with unity. It's our new era, James. That's what we're on. That's what we're up to.
Hey, we're ticking all the boxes there, aren't we? So I'll take this opportunity just to plug the next edition of Borough Life, the magazine. There'll be an update on our cultural programme, and there's loads of exciting things coming up. So, yeah, keep an eye out for that one in the spring. Alison, thanks very much.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Rosie. Thanks, James.
So there we go, Rosie. We're at the end of another episode, and that was good fun, wasn't it, talking to Alison?
It was. She's a really inspirational leader, and I absolutely can't wait for our International Women's Day event coming very soon.
Yes. So for us, it's like a couple of days. No. Another week to go. I lost track of time there. But yeah, obviously when the podcast goes out, we'll have just had it. But yeah, please check out the Wigan Council's social channels for a kind of recap of the event and follow the links for any of the relevant information.
Yeah, and I'll just plug last year's event and podcast around International Women's Day. We referenced it in the chat with Alison. But if you head to our episode from last year, we spoke to Izzy and Leanne, who were just two really inspiring young women.
Yeah, it was great, that episode, wasn't it? Definitely one of the favourites from last year. But I think this episode might be one of the favourites for this year. So, yeah, I really enjoyed it today. And it's been amazing being in the Pod studio, as you can see. A bit of a change for us. And it's been fantastic. So this facility is in the heart of Wigan Town Centre at Wigan Hall. So thanks very much to the team for hosting us today. Rosie, as ever... if anybody wants to find the Borough Life content, the past versions of the magazine, the Borough Life Plus content that we put on the website with some extra video that links into the magazine, or the back catalogue of the podcast, as you've mentioned, where do they find it?
Just head to wigan.gov.uk/Borough Life or stream us on all your major streaming platforms.
Yes, and we're just about to, as we mentioned earlier in the episode, get cracking with the next edition of the magazine itself. So we'll be back in a month's time with a bit more info about that and another great guest.
Yep, lots still to come as well.
Brilliant. Right, thanks, Rosie.
Thanks, James.
See you next time.